Electronics.
Hello, is this Willie?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. I'm next door at the karate store.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, look, whenever you walk by, you know, come in your store, you're just always looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me?
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, it's just
okay,
like,
wait a second now.
I feel threatened.
Are you talking about, like, when I walk by your store?
Yeah, you're just looking at me.
I look inside your store?
Yeah, you're looking at me. You're, like, looking straight at me and giving me this look, like you want to fight or something. And, I mean, I'm not the type of person to come out and just fight people. I know karate. I know I could kick your ass and everything.
Dude. Now, look.
But
I don't know where you got the idea that I'm looking at you. Okay.
But you're looking
at
me all the time.
When I walk by there, I'm on my way somewhere else. I may look in through the door or something and just to see what's going on in there, but I'm not looking at anybody in particular.
Oh, bullshit. You're looking at me.
If you walked out the door right now, I wouldn't even recognize you. I don't pay that much attention.
Oh, why are you always glaring at me then? You're just looking at me. Like, you're giving me this F-U look.
Well, I
just cut it out.
I have no idea why you would feel that way, really.
I think when you walk by my place, maybe you should turn your back to the store and walk sideways.
I think you're full of crap. Well, now, who put you up to
this? No, you're the one that's doing this to me. I'm not full of crap.
I'm not doing anything to you, dude. I don't even know who you are.
Well, then
I have no idea who you are.
Well, do you just look at strangers like that?
I'm not looking at anything in particular.
Are you just like to start crap with everyone around you?
You know what? I haven't said a word to you. I don't know who you are.
I know. You don't say anything to me. Just look at me. Just give me that look. You just need to stop looking at me.
You know, if you want to walk out front so I can see who you are.
Oh, you know who I am.
I'll make absolutely sure that I never look at your ass again.
Oh, now you're going to curse at me. You know, I don't have
a
problem with...
I will never look at your bottom again.
I don't have a problem with anyone else on the street. You're the only one that's trying to start shit with me. Just looking at me every time.
I haven't tried to start shit with anybody. Now, you talk to Sensei Yaguchi, and you tell him you have a problem with me.
He told me I should call you.
You know, I'm still telling you, I don't even know who you are. I'm not looking at you.
You look at me every single time you walk by. You just, like, look right in the window and just stare me down like you're trying to intimidate
me. Well, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not. That's not what I'm doing.
You are, too.
I don't even know who you are.
You are, too. And if you keep it up, I'm going to call the police. I don't even care anymore.
You know what? You better go ahead and do that.
Because I shouldn't have to feel threatened at my job.
I don't see why you should feel threatened. I don't know who you are. I would not recognize you if I passed you on the street.
You would too, because you look at me every day when you walk by. You just look right in the window and give me this.
I don't walk by every day.
Every day that you do walk by, smartass.
Oh, now you're going to cuss at me, huh?
You just need to cut it out. Why don't you just cut it out? Why don't you just mind your own business?
You know what?
There's no reason our businesses can't coexist.
I'm not looking at you. I don't care what you do.
You look at me all the time.
I don't know who you are. I don't bear you any ill will. I don't know who you are. I don't even know where this comes from.
You're being passive aggressive. That's what you're doing. You think, you know...
You know, you're really starting to sound like somebody put you up to this. That sounds like a joke to me.
Oh, it's a joke to you. It's not a joke to me. Because I'm just trying to do my job here. And you're just coming in and trying to make problems for everyone.
I've never set foot in that building, ever.
You're walking up
not
to the
once.
Front and you're just looking
not
at me.
Not once in 22 years that I've been here next to that building have I ever set foot inside.
Okay, fine. Every time you walk by in front, you're looking at me and you're trying to just start problems with the people here.
I'm not trying to start problems with anybody.
And you don't want to start problems with people that know karate, okay?
That's exactly right. And I'm surprised that you couldn't figure that out.
Well, maybe you should figure it out and stop doing it. Stop doing what you're doing.
All right. Let me lay something on you, my friend.
Oh, go ahead.
You're telling me that I'm trying to start shit with you. And you're sounding like you want to come kick my ass.
No, I just want you to stop. Just cut it out.
Let me put something on you, okay?
Just stop.
I'm 66. I got a pacemaker and a bad leg. Now, you think I'm trying to start shit with anybody? What, are you nuts?
Well, that's why you're just being all passive-aggressive about it.
I don't even know what passive-aggressive means.
Well, you're obviously not that smart if you're trying to start problems with people at the karate place.
Okay, I must be fucking stupid. That's what it is. So why don't you just leave the fucking retard alone?
Okay.
I'm done with you.
Well, stop doing what you're doing. Oh, my God.
That's electronics.
Oh, also, I forgot to ask. I need to get my flamethrower fixed. How much does that cost?
You know, if you're who I think you are, you're making a bad fucking mistake.
Who do you...
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Get off the phone.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 I think this call is a hoax.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 Get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Hey there. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is June 12th, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Julian J. Thank you, Julian J., for supporting the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. In today's show, we're basically just going to be calling businesses over and over and over and tell them to stop looking at us. So get ready for that. That should be fun, right? We've gotten a lot of votes on the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. We've gotten a lot of votes about what to call prank call victims in the new millennia. And so far, Roy Sipient is winning by a landslide. That one currently has 76 votes. And then the next one down only has 28 votes. And for some reason, that one is Surprise Podcast Guest Star, which is so dumb. Why are you guys voting for that? Number 3 is Prank Star, my personal favorite. And number 4 is Prank Call Benefactor. Number 5 is Convicted Sex Offender. And number 6 is Prank E. And I don't want to sit here and read all of these again, but let me just go through the list real quick and see if there's any that I didn't notice before that are kind of cool. Like a prank mate, that's kind of cool. That's like number 7 or something with 5 votes. I like that one. That kind of suggests that we're in this together, me and the prank victim. There's prank call survivor, prank call partner, prank chode, prank sufferer. Yeah, I can see me trying to say that every time. Plebeians, prank patient, prank assistant, prank wiener, prank contestant, and prankedif. You know, like plaintiff in a courtroom, prankedif. That one sounds weird, though. Nobody's voted for it yet. So anyway, that's how that's going. It looks like Roy Sipient is currently the winner, and we have to do something about that. We need to make Prankstar the winner. I think I'm going to look at everyone that voted for Roy Sipient, because it shows me who voted for each one, and I'm just going to kick those people from the group so that Prankstar will be the winner. It's a brilliant plan of mine. I'm going to get started on that right after I finish recording this. Also, you need to go vote for The Snowplow Show on podcastawards.com. I am too lazy to go to that website right now and see if the voting has ended, but I think the voting is going to end in a day or two, or maybe today, I don't know. So if you want to vote for The Snowplow Show, go there and do it, podcastawards.com. Oh crap, I just went and looked so I could paste the link in the show notes. And voting closes today at 11 p.m. tonight. So if you're listening to this today, on Sunday, you probably only have a few hours to go and vote. So go to podcastawards.com and place your vote. And I'm sure if we win, we will have literally a dozen new podcasters listening to us. And holy crap, wouldn't that be great? So let's get started with the show. This first half is almost an hour long, and this is part of a live show that happened earlier this week. If you've heard this part already, you can just skip ahead to the last 30 minutes of the show, because that's where I finished Crimson's List off the air. So if you want to be a big jerk and skip half of the show, go ahead. See if I care. I don't care.
Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name, Bob. Last name is...
Dr. David.
We auto baby eats a boy.
Dr. David.
Hello?
Collect call for Mr. Bob. We auto baby eats a boy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Who's that, dear?
Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy.
Oh.
Don't cheat the phone company. Save money the legal way. Call GEICO. A 15-minute call could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The next list is from Crimson, and I wish he was in the chat room because he's usually listening live. But But he's not around today, so this is going to piss him off that I'm going to use his list when he's not even here. I don't think he's here anyway. I haven't seen him. Crimson sent me a list. He says, I looked up a bunch of karate studio numbers as well as the businesses around them. You can do Sensei Doug calls with them to businesses. Just please promise to change your caller ID to each different karate studio's number as you go so they are convincing. And this is a really nice list. It's a spreadsheet, and he's got, like, the name of the karate studio, their address, state, city, and then he's got, for each one, a list of, like, five or six different businesses that are right next to the karate studio, where I can yell at them about looking at me or whatever. The first one is the Karate Dojo, and so basically what you guys need to come up with in the room, you need to come up with different things for Sensei Doug to be pissed off about that these local businesses are doing that he can probably see from the dojo. You know, people looking at him, people just causing general problems for Sensei Doug. Sensei Doug is sick of their shit and is not going to stand for it anymore. So, yeah, I'm just going to call the first one. The first place is Appliance Parts
Inc. Hello, Appliance Parts. Michelle can help you.
Hey, Michelle, this is Sensei Doug over at the Karate Dojo.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You know where I'm at, right?
I do. You're right up the street here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering, whenever you're going into your building, can you stop looking over at my building and give me that look?
Do what? Giving you what look?
Well, you know, every time you go in the door or leave, you look over at my building and you just, like, give me that look. Like a really, you know, intimidating look.
I can't look in your building. I'm down here at Appliance Park. So you're up there on other things.
I know that, but I'm just saying, whenever you're going in or you're always looking over at the dojo and just, you know, I don't need this. I'm just trying to do my job here. Hello, Michelle? Michelle hung up. Damn it, Michelle. So I thought these would all be within view of the dojo, but apparently not.
Hello, Appliance Parts.
Hey, Michelle, we got disconnected somehow.
No, we didn't get disconnected, so I hung the phone up because I'm not looking at you and I'm not getting involved in all that.
Well, maybe you just stop doing that and then I won't be calling you. Hello, 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 hello. Okay, all right. She's gone. So apparently she cannot see Sensei Doug. The next one is a customs shop. I'm assuming cars.
Customs.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug over at the Karate Dojo.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
Doing good, man.
Hey, I was wondering, like, if maybe every time you walk by my dojo, you could stop looking at me like that?
Say what?
Like, every time you walk by the dojo, you give me that look? Like, with your
what do you mean?
Medusa eyes?
Can
you just kind of cut it out?
Alright.
It's getting on my nerves. It's bullshit, and I shouldn't have to put up with this. Just you know, trying to do my job.
What are you talking about?
The look you're giving me. You know what I'm talking about. Quit pretending you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm really lost.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Look, it's not a problem. Just stop doing what you're doing. It's, you know, we don't have to be like this. It's not like we're competitors or anything. We just work on the same block. Can you just cut it out?
What are you talking about?
Just stop looking at me every time you walk by.
Say what? I'm looking at you.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, and you're a bad actor, by the way.
I do not know exactly what you're talking about, and if I did, I would tell you straight up what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If I'm looking at you, I'm going to say something to you.
Well, no, you just look at me like from a distance, like a coward.
I got time for you.
You're being like a coward. I forget his name. What was his name? Not gonna say I'm gonna stick potatoes in their tailpipe. Come on. Hello? Hello? Sensei Doug speaking. Ah! Whoa. All right, the custom shop, they don't want to talk to me anymore. Erin whatever the fuck your name is, wants me to say that Sensei Doug's taking my parking spot. Okay, this one should be good. This is a salon and beauty store. This next one. And this one is across the street.
Hello?
Hi, is this the beauty salon store?
Yes.
Hey, you didn't answer with a business name. You just said hello.
Yes, hey, how are you?
I'm okay. You're supposed to answer with your business name.
Oh, okay. Let me call you back, please.
What for? Why?
Because I was on the line with some customer.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm calling now. I have a question. Ma'am, come on. What the hell? I have a question.
Hello?
Hi, is this the salon and beauty store?
Yes.
Oh, okay, it's weird. You didn't answer as a business. You just said hello. This is Sensei Doug over at the karate dojo across the street. I'm across the street from you. I'm over at the dojo, the karate dojo.
Uh-huh.
You know, across the street, you know who I am?
No.
Across the street. Look out your window. Do you see the dojo?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you see the dojo?
Next door to the Habashi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, pretty good. So I was just wondering, can you guys stop looking over here? Like, I see you looking out your window at me all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, stop looking over here. Cut that out.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. You do this all the time. You're always looking out your window and like, just staring at me.
Okay.
Yeah, can you just cut it out?
Looking at your window?
Yeah, you keep standing at your window and just looking at me. Just like looking over at my window.
Me?
Yeah, you. You cut that out.
I don't do that. That's why I'm asking Bob.
Oh, who else works there? Is it somebody else?
Where are you at?
I'm across the street. I'm over at the karate dojo. Vic?
Yes.
Yeah. See me? I'm at the window. You need to stop looking at me.
What?
I'm sorry?
You know what? You know who I talk to? You?
What?
I don't have your time to looking at you on the window.
I wouldn't think you would.
Oh,
I think you'd be busy with customers, but you're not. You're just over there looking at me all the time.
My God.
You cut that out. I don't appreciate it.
Don't call me again, please.
Well, you stop looking at me, or I'm going to call you, and I'm going to tell you this.
And we never do that. I don't have that time to look at you on your window.
Well,
I don't know where you located now.
It seems like you have a lot of time, because you're always just standing at the window just looking at me.
You crazy, man?
No, you're crazy. At least I'm not standing there looking at you.
No, you crazy. Why you don't want nobody looking at you?
Because you're scary.
Hold on. I don't have that time to looking at you anyway.
You're intimidating me.
Why you call me on my phone to accuse me for nothing?
Because you're intimidating me, and it's scary, and I don't want you to look at me like that. You're scaring me.
Me, I'm scaring you.
Yeah.
I'm scaring you because you crazy.
No,
don't call me again,
I'm
please.
Not crazy. You're giving me snake eyes. Man, people do not like to be told not to look at them. Okay, alright, there's those other two that got mad and hung up at me. I guess I can just give them a quick call back. Heisenberg says I'm the world's sexiest man and she's undressing me with her eyes. It's true.
Customs and U-Haul, how can I help you?
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug over at the Karate Dojo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just a little bit down the street. I was wondering if,
yes.
Who's this? Is this Michelle?
No.
Oh, who's
this?
This
is Tina.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Hey, Tina.
We don't have a Michelle here.
Oh, I'm thinking of the lady over at the appliance parts store.
Oh.
Did you say Tina?
Yes.
Because, yeah, you're the one, because you're the one, like, every time you walk by my dojo, you just look at the door. Like, you look in my window. Can you stop doing that?
Can you stop calling here?
Well, no, you stop.
You done called here twice.
I know, but you guys, someone hung up on me when I was.
You said the same thing to Jared when he just.
Yeah, but Jared and Tina, both of you, have been looking at me every time you walk by, and you shouldn't do that.
We don't even come over there.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like something that somebody that looks at me all the time would say.
Well, okay.
You need to.
Bye bye.
Just cut it out, okay? Please.
Hello, Appliance Parts. It's Michelle. Can I help you?
Michelle, just stop looking at me. That's all I ask. It's kind of spooky when you look at me like that. It's just it's weird and it's creepy. Hello? All right, I guess that's enough for her. So I'm supposed to call that. That's it for the first one. There are several of these. He wants me to call the final boss of each one though, which would be the karate studio itself. But there is a problem with that. I don't think the karate studios. I think that's more of like an evening thing, isn't it? Are they open during the day? Wouldn't they be open when the kids are, you know, after school? I don't know how dojos work. So what am I going to say to the actual dojo? That's not going to answer, so it doesn't matter. You guys don't have to answer. They're not going to pick up. Joe Cool wants me to tell them that I'm the real Sensei Doug. I was kidnapped and replaced by a clone or something like that. Holy shit, Crimson's in the chat. Hey, Crimson. Thanks for the karate numbers. So far, half of them suck. Jerk. Trying to sabotage my show. Bad numbers. Alright, so this place is in the same building. It's a barber school.
Back.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy here in the same building. And I was wondering if anyone there would be interested in coming over here and helping out, like just kind of borrow an employee there because we're shorthanded. We're teaching roundhouse kicks today.
Mm-hmm.
And I need someone that I can kick in the face a bunch.
Oh, I don't know if anybody up for that.
Well, maybe you should ask then. Stupid. Aw. Why did I call him stupid?
It's back.
Hey, motherfucker, don't hang up on me. I was trying to ask a question. Nobody hangs up on Sensei Doug. This is Sensei Doug, motherfucker. You don't hang up on me.
You're tripping. I'm going to leave it off the hook. Come on. He said
this guy's tripping. I'm going to leave it off the hook. But I can't hear him. That sucks. He's telling the whole story, though. I can hear him. Did I just hear someone say white devil? Or is that my imagination? Hey, you're the one tripping, motherfucker. Oh, he hung up. Probably not. Okay, next. I need to say something different. Someone, Aaron, said I need to yell at them for stealing my parking spot. And this would be a good one for that because it's in the same building.
What's Wireless Center? This is Bar.
Oh, hey, is this the Wireless Center?
Yes.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy.
Yeah?
And I was wondering if you could stop stealing my parking space.
If I can what?
Stop stealing my parking space.
You say if I can stop, you say we when you say?
You keep stealing my parking space. That's my parking space.
How?
Stop stealing it.
Which one is that? What you talking about?
The one that you keep using. You keep stealing my parking space, and you better cut it the fuck out.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. It's my parking space. I put a piece of paper up there. It says reserved for Sensei Doug, and you keep taking it.
What kind of car are you using your parking space?
Oh, you don't have to. I don't have to tell you anything. You know you're stealing my parking space. I think you're doing it on purpose. Because every time you walk by
if you have something to say, so if you call the phone number and you want to come over here and you have something to say, just come over here and say it.
I don't want to come over there. I don't want to come in your smelly, smelly, stupid business. I just want you to stop stealing my parking space and stop looking at me every time you walk by. He's gone. These people are confrontational.
The Magic Jack customer you are trying to reach is currently on.
So the wireless center uses Magic Jack on their business line. That's great. And they're stealing my parking space, the motherfuckers. All right, Subway. There's a Subway. It's not visible from... Well, I mean, it's on the same block, but in a different building, so they probably can't see them.
Hello, this is Subway.
Hey there. Hi, this is Sensei Doug. I'm over at the Martial Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. Who's this?
This who?
This is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy. I'm just a building away. I'm on the same block as you.
Oh, okay.
Who's this?
This is one of the employees, Marcus.
Oh, Marcus. Okay, yeah, you're the one with the dark-colored car, right?
With the what car?
The dark-colored car.
I don't have a car.
Oh, who's the one there with the car? Someone there?
I'm not sure.
Well, someone there must drive, right?
The martial arts in back of us, at the martial arts, he's saying that there's a car.
Hey, where? Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up?
Hello?
Oh, hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy.
Uh-huh.
Are you the one with the car that's in my space?
In what space? What?
The space. Did you drive a car today?
Yeah, I drive a car. You don't have no... What? There is no...
Hey,
what?
Hey.
There's no sign out here. Are you calling the food line parking lot?
Right. No, I'm calling Subway. Yeah, the one... you're right next door to me. I'm at the Martial Arts Academy. This is Sensei Doug.
Is there a sign out there that says that that's your parking space?
Yeah, I put it on a piece of paper and posted it up there, and you guys keep stealing my spot, and this is bullshit.
I don't know who you're talking about, because I got a BMW parked out here. It ain't got your name
on
it.
That's the one, the BMW. That's what I was telling Marcus.
The blue BMW
yeah.
In front of my Subway store.
Well, no, I know, but that's my space. And you don't need to yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just trying to figure out. There's a blue BMW down here at the other end of right here at Food Line. On the corner of Food Line is at the Subway. At the corner of Subway.
And that's yours, right?
There's no name there.
Is that your BMW?
Yeah.
Well, you think you're hot shit because you have a BMW?
You don't fucking cuss me. If you got something to fucking say, you come down here and you talk to me. You don't cuss me. I don't know who the hell you think you are.
Well, who do you think you are parking in my spot? Ma'am? Whoa. I'll try her one more time.
Subway, can I help you?
Oh, and also, we're doing this event thing. We're going to have about 40...
I can't hear you.
We're going to have about 40 students. We need some sandwiches for them. Is there a discount if I get about 40 sandwiches all at once?
Are you the one that just called and was cussing me?
Yeah. I'm just calling to ask about sandwiches. She hung up on me. I'm just trying to place an order. What the hell?
Thanks for calling Subway, Alamance Church Road. How can I help you?
Hey, who's that lady that keeps hanging up on me? I'm just trying to ask about a special order.
I can't hear you.
I'm trying to ask about a special order.
Place an order?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
but...
Okay, hold on. Just a second.
Okay.
What did you say? I said somebody's going to place an order now.
Oh, yeah.
No. I can't hear. Hello?
Hello. I'm just calling to place an order.
Okay. I can't really hear you.
Why can't you hear me? Why don't you turn up your fucking hearing aid, lady?
Huh?
Why don't you turn up your fucking hearing aid? Why can't they hear me? They can hear me. What are they talking about? I want to call that Subway back, but I'm not going to. I'm going to call the pizza place instead. Another pizza place.
Venice, how can I help you?
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the Martial Arts Academy. I'm here on the same block as you, you know, next door.
Okay.
You know the Martial Arts Academy?
No, actually no. Here in Alex Road?
Yeah, it's right here next door.
What, the shopping center?
Yeah, that's the one. That's it.
The one where is the ABC store?
Yeah, that's it. You got it. That's right.
No, because you say next to me, I think that's the only one next to me. I'm not. Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, well, you don't have to be a jerk about it. I was just calling to ask if you can stop stealing my parking spot.
Your parking spot?
Yeah, you keep stealing my parking spot. That's my parking spot.
Man, what are you talking about?
You keep stealing my parking spot. This is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy. And you keep taking my parking spot. You need to cut it out.
Sir, this is pizza. Who are you calling to?
That's what I'm calling. I'm calling the pizza place. You're right next to me.
Okay, but where are you talking about? We have like a huge parking space here. What are you talking about?
I know, but okay, so it's a huge parking area. Why do you have to steal my parking spot? That's my parking
spot.
Man,
what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Do you know what a car is?
What car?
You know what a car is, right? Do you have a car? You ever driven a car before?
Okay, yeah, I drove a car before.
Okay, yeah, so there's proof.
Man... I don't even know who you're at. I don't know what you're talking about,
yeah.
Man.
Well, just park somewhere else, because you're stealing my parking spot where you're at.
Man,
today.
Man, just go do whatever you want. I don't even know who you are.
I can't do whatever I want. You're stealing my parking spot.
Oh, okay, I'll go, I'm going to keep stealing your parking spot, man.
You better not.
Okay,
you better cut
Thank
it out. Because you know I'm Sensei Doug, right? Should I call him back? He wasn't very interesting. The last one on this list is a Food Lion, which I assume is a large grocery store. But, you know, it's a large grocery store, right? How's this going to work? They're not going to know.
I didn't call it a Food Lion.
Hi, is this... Oh, Food Lion. Hey, this is Sensei Doug from the Martial Arts Academy.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. You're kind of quiet. And you're not showing respect, because I'm Sensei Doug. Hey, I was wondering, whenever you walk by here at the Martial Arts Academy, you keep looking in the window and just looking at me. Can you cut that out?
Who are you specifically talking about?
I'm calling the Food Lion. And I know it's you, because I recognize your voice. And then there's other employees, too. Like, every time they walk by, they just look at me. They look in the window and they just look at me. And can you just cut it out?
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about, but all right.
Yeah, you do. Quit pretending you don't know.
You don't even know who I am, sir.
Yeah, but I know who you are, because I recognize your voice. And you know who I am. This is Sensei fucking Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy.
Where is that even at?
It's right. You know where it's at. Come on. You walk by here all the time. You just look at me.
Okay, well, come to the store and talk to me myself.
We're on the same block, you idiot.
Okay, we'll come to the service. That's it then.
Why don't you come over here and talk to me? What, are you afraid?
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Well, why don't you come over here and talk to me?
I'll be right here waiting for you.
What, are you being a pussy?
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. What are you going to do now? Are you going to hang up the phone?
come to the service desk, then.
Why don't you come to my service desk?
Yeah, so I thought.
What did you think? You thought you were going to come to my service desk?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who's this? Huh?
Who's this?
This Willie. This Rob.
Hey, yeah. What's up? Hey, Willie.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what you doing?
Oh, see, you talking funny.
What are you calling for? What do you want?
Tell Rob I got some stuff for him, some meat.
What kind of stuff?
Some butts.
Butts?
Yeah.
Why don't you come and tell him yourself, motherfucker?
I am, bye.
No, you're not. You're telling me. I ain't his fucking errand boy. Well, that was weird. And what the hell? Let's see. I'm going to try and call the dojo. I mean, the Martial Arts Academy, but I don't have much hope for them picking up. I'm going to make my caller ID the Food Lion guy.
Martial Arts Academy, how can I help you?
Oh, hey, this is Steve over at Domino's Pizza across the street.
Yes, sir.
Is this Doug, or who's this?
Where are you? This is Michael.
Oh, hey, Michael. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. You're trying to reach Martial Arts Academy?
Yeah, yep, that's the one.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Well, can you guys just cut it out?
Cut what out, sir?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You guys have been standing at your window all day looking over at us with your binoculars and stuff and doing your hand signals. We're tired of it.
Oh, yes, the secret ninja. Yes, the secret ninja hand signals.
Oh,
you are
okay.
Exactly,
so
right.
You admit this is all just a big joke to you.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you grow up and get a life? You know, we're just trying to run a business here.
I'm so sorry. Could you bring some free pizzas?
No, we're not going to bring free pizzas to a bunch of assholes.
Oh, darn it. Okay, I'm trying to place your voice. I totally don't get it.
You don't know me. This is Steve from Domino's. I'm just asking you to please stop doing what you're doing. It's not very nice.
Okay.
It's not very professional.
Steve, I don't know you.
We're just trying to run a business here, and we don't need your shit.
Cool. Still don't know your voice,
Steve. You think you're a big tough guy, because you know the karate and all that stuff.
Yeah, still don't know your voice. I'm really bad at this.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to know my voice. I just want you to stop looking at me. Get away from the window.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have a nice day.
All right,
bye. Well, that was a horrible final boss.
Mayor Breaking, this is John. How can I help you today?
Oh, hey, John. This is Sensei Doug over at USA Karate.
Hi.
You know, here in the same building. I was wondering if maybe whenever you walk by my place here at USA Karate, you could stop looking at me? Please?
I guess I don't understand. USA Karate, where are you guys located?
Oh, we're here in the same building. You know where I'm at.
I don't, actually.
Oh, I think you do, because every time you walk by, you look at me and you give me the snake eyes. You need to cut that out.
Okay.
So cut it out.
I guess I'm not familiar with USA Karate, so I apologize.
I think you are familiar with it. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and you're just trying to deny it. You think you can...
I really don't think so. I work at Panera Bread, and...
Right, yeah, I'm at
US... The two things next to me are the nail salon, and then there's the salon as well, and then Five Guys.
Well, I just said I'm here in the same building. I didn't say I was next to you.
Okay.
But, you know, you need to...
Okay, I just didn't know... I didn't know there was a USA Karate here.
Oh, yes, you did, because every single time you walk by, you're looking at me.
Okay, I guess I apologize. I didn't know I was doing that.
I think you did, because you always look in the window and you give me snake eyes.
I guess I don't even know where USA Karate is, so.
It's right over here. It's like right in the same area. How do you not know where we are?
Okay, what are you next to then? What are the two places next to you?
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit. You should just know this. Because you know exactly where I'm at.
I just really don't think I do, so I apologize. But
yeah, I think you're a big liar. You also keep stealing my parking space.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I don't even drive, actually, to be honest with you.
Well,
so.
Someone there is taking my parking space because they always go in your building. So you need to cut it out.
I'm not familiar with it, so.
Oh, wait. This is the one in Brooklyn Center?
No, this is the one in Maple Grove.
Oh, I got the wrong one. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Can I ask who's calling then?
Oh, it's Sensei Doug. And yeah, you better be sorry.
Well, okay. Again, like I said, you know, obviously you called the wrong place, so if, you know, I didn't know that, whatever. So I apologize.
You should apologize. Thank you for apologizing and admitting you're wrong. Stupid mother.
I didn't do anything wrong, so I didn't. There was nothing.
Yeah, well, I think
if because you're upset and there's nothing that I did. So.
If you didn't do anything wrong, you wouldn't apologize. So thanks for admitting that.
I'm apologizing for whoever is doing it on their behalf because I don't know who's doing it, but whoever's doing it, I'm apologizing for them.
Why would you apologize for them? That's stupid. I think you're doing it and you're just apologizing for yourself.
Well, didn't you just say you were trying to call the Brooklyn Center location?
Yeah, I got the wrong number.
Yeah, so, okay. So you definitely are wrong as well. Like I said, it's...
Yeah,
know,
well, you probably work at both locations, and you probably just, you know, you come over here and just look in my window and think it's funny. You think you're...
Okay.
Think you can challenge a karate person, a sensei.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I'm Sensei fucking Doug, and you're looking at me like, think you want to, like, throw down with me or something.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I'm just a tough guy and all, so...
Yep.
I apologize, Sensei Doug. Again, it wasn't me, so you definitely called the wrong number.
If it wasn't you, you wouldn't apologize.
Okay.
You're guilty. How do you plead? Okay, so I'm looking at the Google Maps, and I don't see USA Karate at this place. So, stupid Crimson, he got the wrong thing or something. Don't see any USA place over here. What the hell, Crimson? Where the fuck is it? I don't see it. It's not on the map anyway. Oh, there it is. It's right next to the UPS store. Okay. Crimson's all right, everyone. Crimson's fine. He didn't do anything wrong. Everything's fine. So let's call the UPS store. He's right next to the UPS store. This will be perfect because, you know, they have to walk by the karate place. Oh, wait a minute. I think it's in the back.
UPS store?
I'm sorry?
UPS store, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, this is Sensei Doug at the USA Karate next door.
Yep.
And I was just wondering, can you stop stealing my parking spot?
Where's that? In the back?
Yeah, and you keep taking it. I mean, there's plenty of parking back there for everyone. Why don't you just find your own spot?
Here, one second. I don't actually drive, so...
Oh, which person there drives?
The owner and a few other employees.
Oh, okay.
All right, one second.
Yeah, put them on the phone.
Direct mail pieces and presentation handouts to manuals. Our experts can print everything you need to make your business a success.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't really want to talk to you. So,
why not? Why? Is he afraid of... He's afraid of confrontation or something?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Well, maybe he should stop stealing the parking space of a sensei.
Sure. Sounds good.
Does he realize I'm Sensei fucking Doug? Oh, come on. I can call him right back. What was his name? Anyone remember his name?
Bob Murphy.
No, that's not it.
UPS store, this is Matt.
Also, like, every time I walk by there, you just look at me, like when I'm going into the dojo.
I don't even know who you are, okay?
Then why are you looking at me like that, if you don't even know me? Why are you looking at me every time I walk by?
I'm not. I think you're just paranoid and crazy.
I'm not paranoid. I run a business right next to you. You don't need to call... What the hell? Call me names? That's not very professional. Okay, GameStop.
Thank you for calling the Brooklyn Center GameStop. Otherwise, Krieger Retailer. This is Tyler. How can I help you?
Hey, Tyler. This is Sensei Doug over at the USA Karate here in the shopping center.
How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. You said this is Tyler, though?
Yep.
Hey, Tyler. Do you think you could stop looking at me every time I walk by your store?
Excuse me?
Well, you know, like every time I walk by your store, you guys are in there just looking at me. Like, Don't you have work to do or something?
I'm not looking at anyone.
Yeah, no, every time I walk by, you guys are looking at me.
Well, it's force of habit to make sure to pay attention to customers.
Oh, no, no, you can't use that excuse because you guys are giving me snake eyes.
I'm not giving you any snake eyes.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, if this is a prank call, don't call us again.
No, I'm not prank calling you. I'm hearing this, the thing, god damn it. He's gone. I don't think you can prank call a GameStop, can you? Not after that whole Battletoads incident. Okay, the wireless center. Ethan wants me to tell them to stop sending drones to spy on me.
Hello?
Hi, is this the beauty supply store?
Yeah.
This is Sensei Doug over at USA Karate.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
You having a good day there today?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
What can I do?
Well, I was wondering, every time I walk by your store, you're in there looking at me.
Really?
Can you stop looking at me? Just cut it out.
What?
Tired of your, I'm tired of your shit. Stop looking at me.
What are you to look at? That's why I don't get it.
You're what?
Because I don't even know you. I said, what do you have on you that is good to look at?
Well, I don't know, but you keep looking at me.
I don't even know you.
I am a sensei.
Why would I be looking at you?
Well, probably because I'm a sensei and I'm sexy as fuck. That's my guess.
That's good.
But, you know, you're just...
Don't be sexy next time.
Stop treating me like a piece of meat. I'm a human being.
Well, you just said it. Maybe you are sexy. People look at sexy things. So next time, don't be sexy, okay?
Well, you know, you need to stop being creepy. Just because I'm...
Maybe you are creepy. Connor, you're making me feel very creepy right now.
I'm making you feel creepy?
Yes.
Well, good. Are. Good, you deserve it, because you always make me feel creepy whenever you're just looking at me all the time.
Creepy versus creepy, that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a good day.
Okay, you
enjoy
too.
Your karate.
Yeah, thanks. You enjoy your beauty products and stuff. God. Her and her hobo foam. We got two more. Let's see. Contacts and eyeglasses. Where's that? I'm not going to threaten the karate chop windows, Richard.
Thank you for calling America's Best in Brooklyn Center. This is Pa. How may I help you?
Hey there. This is Sensei Doug over at the USA Karate Store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, you know, you guys keep stealing my parking space.
Oh.
You know, that's my parking space. I put a piece of paper up there that says reserved for Sensei Doug.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's reserved. Why don't you cut it out? There's plenty of parking spaces around here that aren't mine.
Where are you from? Karate, you say?
Yeah, the USA Karate place here in the shopping center.
Oh, Let's see.
You know the place.
All right.
Yeah, so...
I don't think that there's anyone who parked over there.
Well, no, it's in my parking space. I don't park over by my place because... That would be dumb. I want my customers to park over here. I'm not.
All right.
I'm not stupid.
Let's see. Have any of you guys parked at US Karate here? No. We actually did not park over there. So.
Well, I didn't hear anyone say no. What'd they do? Just shake their heads?
No. We actually did not park at your parking space, and we know that we're not supposed to.
Yeah, but
so I think,
then why do you keep stealing my parking space if you know you're not supposed to do that?
And where exactly is your parking space?
Oh, you know where it
I'm
is.
Sorry?
I think it's you. It's probably you. You're the one stealing my parking space.
Your parking space?
You know I'm a sensei, right?
Where is he?
I have a reserved parking space, and he keeps stealing it.
U.S. Karate? So you're saying that America's Best... We're stealing your parking space?
Yeah, and you're disrespecting my family. You're dishonoring everyone.
You know, we're sorry about that.
You know, I'm a sensei.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, if it happens again, maybe I'll just pick up your car with my sensei strength.
I'm just confused. Who do you think is parking over there?
Oh, this is Sensei Doug over at USA Karate.
Uh-huh.
Are you the one that keeps stealing my parking spot?
No, I park right in front of our store.
Right, that's my parking spot. That you're the one then, the dark colored car, right?
No, I have a truck.
Well, truck, whatever, a car, same thing, whatever. They both kill the earth equally. I don't drive cars, I just walk.
Then what are you talking about with the car space?
Well, because you keep stealing my parking spot.
You just said you don't drive.
I didn't say that. You're mishearing me. How would you like me to come over and karate chop your hood? The fuck was that? Hello? Damn, these are some loud noises. I probably shouldn't threaten to karate chop their hoods. It's probably a bad idea.
I think she's using America's Best contacts and eyeglasses.
Also, every time I walk by, you're like looking at me. You're just like looking at me as I walk by. Like, do you have a problem with me or something?
I don't even know who you are.
Yes, you do, because every time I walk by, you're looking at me. You're giving me snake eyes.
I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe I was looking out the window. What?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, every time I walk by, you're just staring at me. You watch me walk by.
Okay.
You think I can't see you, but I can.
Okay.
And you need to cut it out. You know I'm a sensei, right?
Okay, cool.
Stop looking at me.
Okay.
I'm Sensei fucking Doug.
Oh my god.
Well, at least he got the phone hung up correctly that time.
Morty, you gotta play my message on the next BLA show. It's gonna cost the future, Morty, if you
okay.
don't play. Okay. Well, we'll see you later, Morty. All right.
Okay. Cactus. Yep. You too. Wubba lubba dub dub.
Hey, Brad. This is Holden Martins Johnson. I'm Holden Martins Johnson. Anyways, I think you should call the prank victims the pranked, because they aren't victims. They're just pranked. Sometimes they're dumb, but they're pranked.
Well, you should go to the group and put that on the list quickly so it gets voted on. Facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I don't know when the voting ends. I don't know when I'm going to turn this off, but go put it in the group.
Hey, Brad. Catch up on your voicemails, you lazy bastard, or I'm going to stop watching your show. All right, bye.
Okay, thanks for that. Thanks for doing your part on helping with the voicemails.
That's my impression of your mixer. I am not giving you all of this Patreon money for you to not buy a new fucking mixer. Your mixer sucks. Get a new mixer.
Shut
bye,
up.
Brad.
I know exactly what you're talking about. About two shows ago, there was a horrible buzzing sound, which I kind of hoped that nobody would notice, but I guess some people did. And I don't think it was the mixer's fault. I think just some wires got crossed. You know, sometimes an electrical wire bumps up against a microphone wire. And I could have gotten up and figured out why it was doing that, because I did hear it while I was recording, but I'm just like, fuck it. I don't care. Nobody's going to notice. Whatever. But I guess I was wrong. Sorry. It went away on its own, so I didn't have to fix it or anything. Hopefully it doesn't come back. But it probably will because of my dumb hobo studio here.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson. I love when you scream into the phone and I have to turn the volume down.
anyway, yeah. You know what? You need a co-host.
No, I don't.
Preferably a female. Because
fuck
then you
that
always
shit.
Say, my wife wants to talk to you, or, you know. Or they can just fill, you know, a different role. Like, why don't you have
if you know what I mean.
Or Gloria, be your co-host. At least every once in a while, or be your backup or something.
That'd be great.
I don't know if you're just being selfish or what.
Why don't you be my co-host? You're a girl.
All right. By the way, look up Scott.
Why does it have to be a girl? What's up with that? You being sexist or something?
Oh, yeah, on YouTube, you know what I mean? That's a reference. And if you're desperate enough, guess what? I hear that Crimson might be interested in being a co-host at least once or twice.
Yeah.
If you really are desperate for
no,
somebody.
No, thank you.
Because, jeez, Brad, God, you need a co-host, all right?
Fuck that shit. Co-hosts ruin everything. Look at Linear. I let him be the co-host on the phone show, and he ruined the whole show. It got shut down because of him. It's all his fault.
Hey, Roy. This is the Horse Machine Rancher. Calling up and saying I like your show. It's nice down here on the farm. Horse Machine Ranch.
That's
on
nice.
Horse Machine Ranch Road in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. Keep up the good work. This is the rancher, and I'm back out.
Hi, Brad. It's Josephina again.
Hey, Josephina.
I towed my way through your rectum, up your intestines, all the way up into your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tapping on the top of your stomach now. I just wondered if you can feel me.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm looking up at your heart, and it looks like it's about 3 sizes too small. Anyway, bye.
Bye, Josephina.
Hey, Roy, Brad, UCP. It's your neighbor. I just needed to let you know that your snowplow intro is past its expiration date, and you need to get new people to say cactus. So I'd like to be the first one to offer up my voice, my velvet voice.
Do it.
Here we go. Cactus!
That was beautiful.
Okay, here you go, so you can cut that out and
amazing.
Use that for the next intro. All right, keep up the show. Good work. Bye.
I will definitely insert that into the next intro. I'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, bone cancer and strokes. Good job, Brad.
Thanks, Corbin
Good
guy.
Good job. Yeah, bone cancer and strokes. Yeah, put that in your book.
What? It's not like I gave them bone cancer and strokes. Old people just like talking about their ailments. What do you want me to do, just hang up on them as soon as they mention cancer? That would be discrimination. I'm not going to discriminate against people that have bone cancer and strokes. What kind of person do you think I am?
Hey, Brad, it's Justin. It's June 9th. You just got done listening to the new snowplow show. And tomorrow's my fucking 39th birthday. And I started stuttering because, you know, it was amazing to think that maybe you're going to do more shows and you'll play my voicemail. So anyway, love you, motherfucker. Bye.
Well, ha ha ha, I missed your birthday by a few days, but I guess happy birthday and stuff. Sorry if that seems like a heartless thing to say, but you know, I make fun of people with bone cancer and strokes too.
Hey Roy, this is T-Falcon here, and I just wanted to let you know, dude, that I had a dream about you. Well, not about you, but
gay.
You are in one of my dreams. I was just at school, and yeah, you, like, hacked into the school intercom system, and you started calling people, like, motherfuckers, and...
Sounds like me.
You just started saying some really weird things, strange things to students, and it was hilarious. So, I just wanted to let you know that, and you know what? You should do that. You should
glad I'm funny in your dreams.
Into, like, some school's intercom system, and just, like, call people motherfuckers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I should.
My dream gave me the idea, so... Anyways, cactus. Bye, Brad.
If anyone out there can figure out how to get into their school's intercom system remotely, send me the info so we can make T-Falcon's dream come true.
Oh, I'm calling from Telstra and just wanted to get back to you about we've been receiving some complaints about this number and the phone losers of America.
The way you're mumbling this sounds so realistic.
About abuse. Australian customers, so yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how Telstra ends their conversations, their voicemails. They're like, so yeah. Yep, that's how they end them. You wacky Australians with your laid back attitudes and stuff.
Hey, RB, just like to say, first off, great work on all your shows.
Thanks.
And I hear a lot of requests for more Carrot Top things, but I think you should go back to Pauly Shore because you get better responses, and I think those are just more hilarious.
Aren't they the same person?
All right. Cactus, cactus.
I thought Carrot Top was just a character that Pauly Shore played, or vice versa. I don't know. Which one's real? I forget.
Hey, Bradley, it's your boy Vinny V here in Jersey. Hey, just calling to let you know I'm a big fan. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope my weekend's better than my last one. I tell you, I went to the zoo. All they had was a dog. It was a shit zoo. Hey, don't bust my balls over here.
That was a good one.
I said, hey, keep up the good work. Texas, Texas.
I wish I had the drum sound effect thing for you, but I don't. But that was such an amazing joke. You better believe I would have played it if I had it open.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
In North Carolina.
Thanks for clearing your throat in my voicemail.
I don't know if you probably have heard about this, but there's like this huge issue with bathroom laws, how transgender people can't use the bathroom that they feel they should be using. So you should actually use this to your advantage.
I think it's more than just North Carolina where this is an issue.
Advantage. You should call up any business, call a coffee shop, Starbucks, Dick's Sporting Goods, something. Say, can I do a customer survey? I need to speak with the customer. Say to the customer, hey, we saw you going to the bathroom, and we don't allow transgender people into the bathroom, you asshole. You need to go into the bathroom that is on, that like the gender that's on your birth certificate, okay? And just get them fucking fueling. Get them in so much trouble. Like, I just thought that's hilarious, because it's such a big topic right now here. It's like, it's starting to get annoying, and I just would love for you to like take a chance to just crack at it, because it's so fucking stupid.
I'll get right on that.
Thanks, you dadging chupacabra. Bye.
I'm sure that would just completely offend the hell out of straight people. They're just going to be like, oh my god, I'm not transgender. What a horrible insult.
Hey, Roy, it's Nick. Nick Co. Incorporated again.
Hey, Nick.
I talked with the head bosses.
Ah, shit. I forgot again, didn't I?
I had to forgive you for not saying Nick Co. Presented by Nick Co. Incorporated, so you're forgiven. But...
But what? What? Hello? What happened? The voicemail's still going. I don't know. I'm scared now. What just happened? What did he say on the end here?
You're forgiven. But instead of
But what?
Oh, you're forgiven. But instead of
Holy shit, I think he pulled the phone out of the wall in rage or something. Probably on his way over here right now. Shit, shit, shit. I think this is a good place to end the voicemails. Thanks for leaving voicemails, everyone. I'm going to go downstairs and lock the deadbolts. Before we get started on this next segment of more Sensei Doug calls, let's play a classic Sensei Doug, the Sensei Doug versus Baby Love call. Here's that, and then we'll get started with the rest of the calls for today's show. Okay, this is a request. This person says in the request, "Hey, I love your show. My sister-in-law deserves a good prank call. She's the owner of a children's baby clothes consignment. Please, this would make my year." Anyway, yeah, I'm going to say I'm with the store next door to them. I'm Sensei Doug.
Baby Love, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. This is Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts store right by you.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, that's good. Business doing pretty good and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, really good.
That's good. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, sure. No problem. Hey, listen. Do you think maybe you could stop fucking looking at me like that every time I come in? Because, like, every time I come in, you're just looking at me like that. And just stop looking at me. I'm tired of you looking at me. Giving me those snake eyes.
What?
Giving me those fucking snake eyes and just looking at me. Just stop looking at me.
Are you joking right now?
Not at all. I am sick of it. I'm a sensei. My name is Sensei Doug. I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job, go to work. And every time I come in, you're looking at me.
Okay, this is a joke.
No, I am not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. First time I seen you was when I first started here 3 months ago. I haven't seen you since. So no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, is it the owner then? Because one of you females in there are just looking at me. Like, I come in, I have to walk around all that shit you put out on the sidewalk, all those strollers and toys and shit. It looks like my ex-wife's backyard or something.
Okay, well, this call is a very harassing call, and I could call the cops on you for calling me, cursing me out like this.
I'll call the cops and tell them you've been looking at me, and I feel threatened every time I come to my own work.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And your lazy eyes freaking me out. And she's gone. One more time. Nobody hangs up on Sensei Doug.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that. Baby Love.
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug again. I got hung up on by that girl that's always giving me the snake eye whenever I come to work.
Oh?
Yeah, listen, I talked to the building manager. I talked to the owner of this building, and he says you can't keep all your shit out on the sidewalk. Because I almost trip over it every time I get here. I have to walk around. It's a sidewalk. It's not a fucking display window. It's a sidewalk. This is Sensei Doug from upstairs.
Okay.
And it's a sidewalk. Do you know what a sidewalk is? The purpose of a sidewalk? It's so you can walk on it.
Are you talking about our clearance rack in front of our store?
All the shit in front of the store. You always have strollers out there. It looks like a goddamn garage sale. You have strollers and toys.
Is there a reason you're cursing
shit.
At me?
Because every time I come to work, you guys are looking at me. You're just looking at me. Stop looking at me like that.
Who's looking at you?
Give me the fucking snake eye every time I come to work. I shouldn't have to feel threatened just coming to work, you know?
Is this a joke?
No. I'm sick of all this shit. I'm like, all this time I've been having to walk around all that crap in the sidewalk. It's like,
why do you even park in front of our store? What are you having to walk around? I don't understand.
I come in front of the store all the time, and you guys know that because you always look at me. I mean, guess what? The dumpster's in back. If you want to throw all your crap away, throw in the dumpster. Just don't leave it on the sidewalk.
We don't leave anything on the sidewalk. So, we put stuff out for display that's for sale. If you have a problem with it, I guess you could take it up with the property manager.
I have.
Don't call me cursing at me.
He told me. He said, I'll talk to them. I'll get them to stop leaving shit all over the sidewalk.
Okay, that's great. Then he can call and talk to us. Otherwise, I guess you should just open your eyes and watch where you walk.
It look like a bunch of hobos live here.
This is the most ridiculous phone call I've ever received. Nobody's giving you snake eyes. You think we stand in front of the store and wait for you to walk by every day?
No, I can see you from inside.
I don't even know who you are or what you look like. Are you crazy?
I can see you from inside. You're all judging me and like just looking at me.
Who's judging you? How do you see us from inside? You think we're sitting there watching you?
I can see
you.
I have ninja eyes. I'm sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug. Have a good day.
Oh, you're gonna curse at me now. You're gonna curse at me now.
Now it's time for the pre-recorded segment of the Snowplow Show. This is not a live show. For once, I'm just doing some stuff here on my own. Haven't been doing that much lately. But I still have this giant list by Crimson, and I'd say I called maybe half of it yesterday on a live show. So today, I'm going to try and finish it up, and then I'll put out the whole show as one big thing. One big Sensei Doug extravaganza. So this first place is a Taekwondo Academy. I honestly don't know the difference between all of the different, you know, Taekwondo and Karate and Jiu-Jitsu and all that stuff. I mean, I know different styles of fighting. Does Taekwondo, do you still have a sensei? Can I still be Sensei Doug? Or is that strictly karate? So I guess I'll just say I'm a sensei. Maybe they'll correct me or something. This looks like a very nice, kind of a, you know, upscale little shopping center. And there's a nail salon in here with the sensei. So let's give that a call. There's always a nail salon next to the karate places. Very strange.
Hey, may I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug over at the Taekwondo Academy.
Yep.
You know, over on the corner?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering, how come you keep stealing my parking space?
Oh. So, what want you?
I'm Sensei Doug over at the Taekwondo place.
Taekwondo?
Yeah, and you keep stealing my parking space.
What, mean the customer or what?
You keep stealing my parking space with your car.
In the back of the car?
Yeah, whatever. You just stop stealing my parking space. I don't appreciate it.
Okay, I will tell the people, okay?
You'll try what?
I will tell the people to stop parking. You talking about the back or in the front?
I like it in the back.
In the back? Okay.
And the front. All right. I have parking spots in the back. I have parking spots in the back and the front.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, thank you, bye.
Wait, hey, don't hang up. Wait. Okay, well, that didn't go well. Next, we have the insurance company, which is right next door to the Taekwondo place. And hopefully he will understand a little bit better than that lady did.
Good afternoon, State Farm. This is Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin. This is Sensei Doug over at the Taekwondo place next door.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I was just wondering, do you think maybe when I walk by, you know, to go to my place, could you guys stop looking at me like that?
Say what?
You know, can you just stop looking at me? Like, whenever I walk by, you guys are just looking at me and trying to be intimidating or something?
Are you being serious?
Oh, yeah, completely serious. I just, you know, I'm just trying to walk to work, and I don't know, I kind of glance in the window, and you guys are just all there looking at me.
Oh, I don't even know what you look like, I guess.
Well, I'm Sensei Doug. How do you not know what I look like if you're looking at me every time I walk by?
I don't know. We look at everybody that walks by.
Why do you do that? You're trying to be intimidating?
No, not at all.
Well, why are you looking at everyone? What, don't you have work to do?
Yeah.
Well, why aren't you doing your work instead of looking at me and trying to be intimidating? Disrespecting my family.
Well, okay.
You know, why don't you look somewhere else? Why don't you look at the wall or something when I walk by?
Okay.
Are you just trying to be challenging because you think you feel like a big woman for challenging the Taekwondo guy?
Oh, not at all. Nope.
Well, it seems like it. I don't see what you're looking at.
Okay.
So is that all? Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, are you going to stop looking at me?
You know, I don't even know what you look like.
What, are you just staring at my ass or something? You just haven't seen my face?
No.
Because it looks like you're looking straight at me and giving me snake eyes.
No. What was your name again?
This is Sensei Doug over at the Taekwondo place next door. I see you've put me on speakerphone. How come? It's almost as if you want other people to hear me, but you're too chicken to just tell me.
No, not at all.
Oh, you just happen to put me on speakerphone for no reason at all?
Nope.
Well, why am I on speakerphone then?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Seems like the conversation was going well with you just holding the phone, and then you suddenly put it on speakerphone. I wonder what the reason was.
Well, there's another agent, and he's like, who is this? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, so the truth comes out. Is the other agent the asshole that always looks at me, too?
I'm really confused who you are. Maybe you should stop by and so we can meet you.
Oh, I don't want to meet you. I have no desire to be your friend. Just stop looking at me.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I just want to walk to work in peace without being looked at.
Okay. Well, I can't guarantee that we're not going to look out the window, but I definitely guarantee that we're not staring at you.
So is the other agent, is he a chicken shit or something? Is he afraid to say anything on the phone, even though you put me on speaker?
You're not on speakerphone anymore. I took you off.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, it was hard to hear you.
I see. Yeah, that's how speakerphone is. That's how come I can tell.
Well, you should stop by so that we can meet you.
Oh, no, you'll just try and sell me insurance or something. I don't need insurance. I'm a fucking sensei.
Okay. Okay. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
Insurance is for people that don't have discipline.
Discipline, huh?
That's right.
You don't have car insurance?
No, I don't need it. I'm a fucking sensei.
Okay.
I'm Sensei Doug.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, as long as we have an understanding.
Okay, well, like I said, I don't know what you look like, so I can't guarantee that we're not going to look out the window and see you.
You must be blind or something.
Must be. Okay. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, well, you have a nice day then.
You too.
Goodbye. Bye. I bet when I called her out on the speakerphone thing, she's like, oh shit, he figured it out. I've been caught. What do I do? Well, so far these aren't going that well. They either don't speak English or they're not confrontational, I guess. There's one other business in the shopping center, but they won't answer their phone, so I guess we're going to move on to the next one. So the next one's a paint store. I think paint people will be more ready to fight with me. You know, they're huffing paint all day.
Thanks for calling. This is Darren, how can I help you?
Hey, Darren, this is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy.
Hey, how are you?
You know, here in the same building?
Yes.
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. Hey, I was just wondering, can you stop stealing my parking space?
Okay.
I keep putting a note up there that says reserved for Sensei Doug, and I think you just keep ripping it down and stealing my space.
Okay. Do you know who's parking there?
Probably you.
Okay. What kind of car? Is it in the back or the front?
Yeah, what kind of car do you have?
I have a maroon Grand Prix.
That's it. I knew it. Can you just stop stealing my space? And quit taking my sign down?
Because
that costs money. You know, I keep having to write a new sign.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Yeah, okay.
I'm going through a lot of paper.
Okay. Yep. I can do that.
Okay. And also, like, every time I walk by, you're just over there looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me like that? Like, I don't know what you're...
I'm sorry, I guess I didn't know that I was.
Oh, yeah, every time I walk by, I look over and you're just looking at me. Just giving me snake eyes and disrespecting my family.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what your problem is.
No, I apologize.
Okay. Do you think you can leave extra sheets of paper in that parking spot that you when you rip down my sign?
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you better do that, because I'm a sensei.
Okay.
Yep, I have discipline and stuff.
Okay, all right. All right, well, sorry about that, I have to go.
Oh, what are you doing? Why do you have to go?
I have to get back to work.
What kind of work are you doing? Are you just stocking, or are you helping customers?
I'm helping customers.
I see. Do you think any of the customers, like, could you put one on the phone? Because I actually need someone over here to be kind of a stand-in, because one of our employees called in sick. I need someone to give boots to the head to.
Okay.
Some guy accused me of parking his parking spot.
God.
I'm sorry. I do have some customers in the store, so I do have to go.
Oh, yeah. Just put one of the customers on the phone. I'm gonna make them an offer they can't refuse.
All right, hold on one second here.
Oh, okay.
This is Tyler. How can I help you?
Hey, Tyler. Is this the manager or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I was just talking to, who was that, Darren or something?
Yep.
Yeah, he keeps stealing my parking space and stuff. But I was wanting to know if you could put just a customer on the phone, because I'm trying to just find someone that can be a replacement for one of my employees.
Okay.
Yeah, just put a random customer on the phone, and I'll ask them if they're interested.
Okay, 1 second here.
Okay. I don't think they're really getting a customer. I don't know what they're doing.
Thank you for holding this, Darren. How can I help you?
Hey, Darren, it's Sensei Doug.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have assigned parking spots here, so I guess I'm not for sure what you're referring to. You know, you can call Kathy with... She's the one, they own the property.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You already promised to stop, so you have to stop now.
Okay, you
gave me your word, and your word is your honor. Don't be disrespecting me.
My word is my honor, and don't disrespect you?
Yeah, that's what I said. What are you repeating me for? Are you trying to be intimidating, like when you stare at me every time I walk by?
Yeah, I know I'm not staring at you. I have no clue who you are.
Okay. Well, who was that other guy on the phone for a bit? He said he's going to get a customer for me.
That's my store manager. We're back there making paint.
Oh, making paint. I see. If you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Is that what you mean?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but...
Okay, well, is there a customer in there I could speak with real quick?
Yep, hold on. I have a customer right here you can speak with.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey there, this is Dave from the paint store corporate office.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know, we've been watching you on the security store cameras, and we know about that stuff you put in your pocket, and you need to give that back. Give that back to the cashier.
We didn't put anything in our pocket. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you did. We saw, it's on camera. The camera does not lie. We have a store security system here.
I just walked into the store with my daughter.
Yeah, and as you walked in, you grabbed something and stuck it in your purse. What was it?
I don't even have my purse on me, so pretty sure you're a fraud. Goodbye.
Hey, you're a fraud. Oh, man. Should I call back? I don't know if I should call back. I think they probably had enough of me, so I'm just going to move on to the next one, which is a pet care place.
Thank you for calling Pet Cares. This is Kayla. How may I help you?
Hey, Kayla, this is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy.
Hi.
Hi. You know, here in the same parking lot, that place?
No, I don't.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, okay, well, we've been having this problem lately where someone keeps breaking into our building at night, and they're moving my office furniture around and, you know, like gluing the yoga mats to the ceiling and stuff. And
okay.
So I got a security camera, and they're wearing a pet care uniform. Like, originally I thought it was ninjas or something, but it turns out it's someone from your place. So is this some sort of a prank thing that you're doing? And she hung up. Let's call right back. I don't know. I must have.
Thank you for calling
Pet Care South. This call may be recorded for training purposes. Please hold, and someone will be right with you.
Line must have gone dead. And now they're just not picking up. That's weird.
Flowers by... This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. This is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Yes, how are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I was just wondering, do you think maybe you guys could stop looking at me every time I walk by over there?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you know, every time I walk by, you guys are in there just looking at me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, you know, like when I walk by, I'm just trying to go to my job and everything, and you guys are just in there looking at me.
I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You give me snake eyes and stuff every time I walk by.
Sir, I'm going to hang up right now, okay?
Well, why? Why don't you just stop looking at me? She never denied that she was looking at me, and she said she's sorry, so obviously she's guilty. She was clearly looking at me.
Thank you for calling Beauty Supply and Equipment. Sabrina speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Sabrina. This is Sensei Doug over here at the martial arts place.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to just ask you to stop looking at me every time I walk by.
I'm sorry?
You know, like every time I walk by, you and your other employees in there, you're all just looking at me and like smirking and stuff.
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, you know, like when I walk by, I'm just trying to go to my building here, to my job, and you guys are just in there looking at me all the time. Can you just stop looking at me?
Are you talking about like through the window?
Yeah, like through the window or door or whatever. You guys are just looking at me.
I mean, we don't mean to be. If you're offended, I'm sorry, we don't mean to do that.
You don't mean to? I mean, come on, you guys are in there giving me snake eyes and everything and disrespecting my family?
No, we're not.
Yeah, because I see it every time I walk by. I look over there and you guys are looking at me.
If you're walking by our store and we're always looking out the window, we're not giving any certain look at anybody any certain way. We're not disrespecting anybody.
Then how come you're not, like, smiling and waving? How come you're giving me snake eyes?
We're not.
Oh, those are clearly snake eyes. I can see it from through the window. Easily.
Okay, well, like I said, if you're offended, I'm sorry. I apologize. But we're not doing that on purpose. We're not giving you snake eyes. We're not trying to be disrespectful.
You know, this is probably why your business just doesn't do that well. Because you're probably scaring away all your customers. That's probably why no customers...
Our business doesn't do well. We're only open to licensed professionals, so...
Yeah, well, it seems like nobody ever comes in there. I never see anyone come in your store. It's probably because you're just, like, scaring everyone away with your snake eyes.
We're actually pretty busy all the time, and like I said, we're only open to licensed professionals, so we're limited on who's allowed to come in here regardless.
Oh, yeah, that makes it sound really believable that you have a good business there. I have a great business because I don't scare people away. My business does so much better than yours.
We're not scaring anybody away. We actually have a lot of return customers. And like I said, if you feel offended in any type of way, I already apologize.
So do I have to be a customer for you guys to stop looking at me like that?
I'm sorry. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
We never even seen you guys walk by before, so we have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, right. Just like you have a lot of customers. You guys are so full of shit.
How are we full of shit? Because the only customers you have are little kids.
Oh, okay. So you don't like little kids?
And
now?
That's the only people we see in the parking lot?
Yeah, well, I have more little kids.
How do you even see into our store considering it's all blacked out except for the two doors?
Oh, I can see. I have ninja sensei eyes. And I have more customers than you guys.
Ninja sensei eyes.
I mean, you know what? All the kids that come over here, they're better paying than your customers.
No.
It's not harassment.
This is just harassment. Well, you're calling our store, which we're not even open to the public to begin with, so you are harassing us.
What? Well, you have a phone number up, so I should be able to call. You're in the phone
book. You're not
allowed to. I'm not allowed to call
because
a number in the phone book?
Because you just admitted you're not a licensed professional, so you can get off the phone and stop harassing
us. I'm a licensed sensei, motherfucker. And you're just jealous because your business sucks and nobody ever shows up there. I love how she was fighting back at me, telling me, oh, all you have is little kids coming to your place. She totally made me feel bad about my business. Okay, so next is a place which I assume is a clothing store. Don't know for sure, though.
Thank you for calling.
Hey there.
This is Marissa. Are you interested in buying or selling today?
Oh, well, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Hi.
Hey there. I was just wondering, what's it like to have a failure of a business? Because I hardly ever see anyone come to your place. but I have tons of customers.
I'm not really sure why you're asking that. We have a very good flow of customers.
Well, not as good of a flow as my customers. I mean, I have like tons of little kids that I train every day, but I hardly ever see anyone come to your place.
Okay, I'm not sure what you'd like me to do about that.
Oh no, I was just curious. I just wondered what it's like to run a business where you just sit around all day and you don't have anything to do because there's no customers.
We actually do not sit around all day. We actually do a lot of work here. And
yeah, right.
I mean,
if you consider work just sitting there playing on Facebook on your phones because you don't have any work to do, I guess that's kind of work.
Okay, I don't understand where you're getting your information from, but I'm really sorry to hear your negative feedback.
Well, you know, I can see how many people go in there, and it's hardly anyone, and I have tons of customers.
Okay, well, I don't know how you would like me to respond to that, but I'm sorry that you feel that way, but we're doing pretty well.
Okay, well, I can tell that you're jealous. I can tell by the tone of your voice that you're really jealous of my business, and you wish you had a...
I'm not jealous. I'm very upset that you're coming at us like this, and I'm going to let somebody know that you are talking to us like this.
Oh, what? Who would you let know?
Call somebody and say that you have a failure of a business, but you have a good day.
Well, I have a good business, and I just think, okay. I think that's going to be Sensei Doug's new thing. Just call up people and make fun of their business. Tell everyone they're just poor businessmen. This next place is a beef and ale store.
Thanks for calling Sandy's Beef and Ale, established in 1967. We are the home of the hand-carved sandwich, featuring our famous roast wow. beef, pork, and tavern ham. And don't forget our specialty sandwiches, the Cuban, the tailgater.
That's so clever.
And of course, our wings and poutine fries. Watch it on 80-inch HD TV, or try your luck on our new QB1 2-minute drill arcade machine, or bubble hockey
what?
At Street Beef Basketball. If using MapQuest to get here, put in Sandy's Beef and Ale at Woodburn Square Shopping Center.
MapQuest?
Where family and friends meet. Press 1 for directions. Press 2 for the bar for takeout orders. Press 3 for Dave or for any sales call.
I want to talk to Dave.
Hi, this is Dave Gindon. I'm not available to take a call right now.
That place sounded awesome. I really want to talk to someone there. I loved their sales pitch thing. I think I'm just going to leave that in the show, even though they didn't pick up. He sounded so enthusiastic about his beef and ale store, which, by the way, is a failure of a store compared to my business. I have so many more customers than him.
Exchange.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah, I was just wondering, do you have any, like, I don't know, do you throw away, like, spare slabs of gold or diamonds or anything? Because I need something to have my teach my class how to break with their hands.
Okay, what are you looking for?
I don't know, like, I thought it would be kind of cool to, like, break, you know, use a karate chop and do, like, break a slab of gold in half, or slab of diamonds.
Well, gold is like $1,270 an ounce.
Oh, I'm not paying that.
I sell gold bars. You can come over and buy one and break it in half if you want, but I don't have slabs of diamonds laying around.
How much is a gold bar?
A gold bar is going to run you approximately $1,325.
Oh, that's a ripoff. Well, you guys are just like ripping people off. Why did he hang up on me? I'm going to call back. That's a jewelry store, by the way. Or I think like it's a...
Good afternoon, Exchange.
Hey, I was wondering, I'm over at the martial arts place. This is Sensei Doug here in the,
yes.
you know, across the street or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you had any gold bars in there that I could come in and break in half, just like a promotional thing?
No.
Well, I mean you can still keep the gold. I just want to come in there and break it with my hand. Or my foot.
I don't think so. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I was wondering, this is Sensei Doug again, do you think I could just come
in? Hey, Sensei.
Can I just come in and break a gold bar in the store? I can bring cinder blocks and we'll just set them on there.
I can't do that, but Sensei. It's like saying that you have a Chevy and you want to break it in half and then put it back out on the lot.
Well, you can just...
And whoever called the first time, gold is approximately $1,275 for a pure ounce of gold. And we charge spot plus $50.
I'm not taking the gold, though. I'll leave it there. You can just melt it down into another gold bar.
I can't do that because it brings a premium because it's a gold bar.
I know.
I can't.
Just melt it into another gold bar. Just, like, put it on the oven.
I can't do that. You need a refinery to do that.
No, you can
Why
just...
Why don't you stop over? I'll show you what I have. It makes it easier. I got a couple customers out front.
You're being stupid, though, because you could just put it in your oven, like in a bread pan. Oh, my God. The guy's job is to work with gold, and he doesn't even know how to make gold. I make gold bars in my oven all the time. Let me try the final boss. I'll call the martial arts place now and see what they're up to. They're probably not going to pick up, but I'm going to try. Nope. No answer. The last group of numbers, it's another martial arts academy, and this one is in Jersey, so I'm going to be talking to Dwight's people, and the first place I'm calling is a vacuum cleaner place. We know why his business sucks. Get it? Get it?
Trade us?
Hey, is this the vacuum cleaner place?
It is.
Okay, great. This is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy here in the same building.
Where?
I'm here at the Martial Arts Academy. I'm here in the same building as you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, you know, every time I walk by, you guys are in there just looking at me. I mean, don't you have anything better to do? Can't you just, you know, repair some vacuum cleaners or something?
I don't know what you say.
Well, you know, every time I walk by, you guys are just looking at me and giving me snake eyes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm tired of it. I want to go to work in peace. And I mean, I know people in general, they like to challenge senseis when they see them out in public because they're threatened by their.
Are you really serious?
Of course I am. I just want you to cut it out. That's all.
You're upstairs from my building?
Yeah, at the martial arts place, and you're always looking at me. Every time I walk by, you're looking at me. And
it's always, first of all, it's not me. I'm not even there anymore. I sold the building.
Well, okay, well, you still have the vacuum cleaner place, right?
No, it's sold. If it's in the same building, you're going to see that there's no vacuum stuff in there anymore.
Well, why are you still answering the phone then, dummy?
It's called forwarded to me.
Why?
Why am I answering?
Why are you still? Why do you need it?
Why are you asking me a personal question?
Well, I don't know. You're the one that brought it up. I'm just wondering, like, if you went out of business. You probably went out of business.
I didn't go out of business.
Oh, it sounds like you said you just went out of business and you're not there anymore.
No, I sold my building there. That business is not there at that location
Did
anymore.
You move to a new place?
We had the phone number. If you really want to know, I have the phone number for 62 years, and that's 62 years of customers calling, so I can't get rid of the phone number.
Well, you could if you really wanted to.
Why should I? 62 years of business. Why would I get rid of my customers?
Did your business go under because it sucks?
Did not go under. Yeah. Who is this?
This is Sensei fucking Doug. I was just tired. You know, like, for 60 years, you've been looking at me every time I walk by.
Who is this?
Sensei Doug at the martial arts place.
I think you're kidding me.
No, I would not kid about something like this.
Like everyone usually does.
What? Everyone usually does what?
Who's giving you the bad eyes?
You are. You give me the snake eyes.
Who does?
You.
How do you know who you is?
I don't know. You look like, you sound like someone that would, you know, pull this kind of shit with me.
Snake eyes.
Yep.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know you'd gone out of business, so you kind of ruined my joke, so I can just let you go.
Who is this?
I really am Sensei Doug. I'm just bored because, you know, like, the classes don't start for a few hours, so I'm just calling people in the shopping center and you know, giving them shit.
No, you're not. Come on.
No, I am. I really am. That's what I do when I get here early. I didn't know you'd gone out of business, though. I was just looking in the phone book.
Where's Aaron?
I don't know. Who the fuck's Aaron?
I really like to know who this is.
Oh, this is Sensei Doug.
Okay, Sensei Doug.
You can call me Sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, Sensei fucking Doug.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I got other people here in the shopping center to call. And he hangs right up on me. Doesn't even say goodbye. So that was it. That was the last of the Sensei Doug calls from Crimson's List. Thank you very much, Crimson, for sending that list to me. It was a lot of fun to do, even though none of the final bosses really worked out, because I think they just weren't there yet. But I did call every single number on the list that you sent me, And I'm going to have to do this again sometime. It was a lot of fun. Don't forget, everyone, if you're listening today on Sunday, go to podcastawards.com and vote for the Snowplow Show. We're not going to win, you know, but fuck it. Who cares? Just do it anyway. Remember to support the Snowplow Show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus and signing up for a small monthly fee, which gets you a secret show every year or so and full versions of the show, unedited with video and chat rooms and everything. Sometimes, not on every show, but sometimes. And if you prefer to support us on Patreon, the address is patreon.com/phonelosers. And if you don't want to support the show financially, that's okay. You can enjoy the show for free, and that's fine, but you should be at least promoting us. So if you enjoyed the show, please post it on your Facebook or somewhere else. Thanks once again to Julian J., the sponsor of today's show. It's because of Julian J. that none of the final bosses worked out. So thanks a lot for that, Julian J. Way to go. See you all next time. Here's some music. Beefy, MC, Router, Tanner, Doc Pop, come on, let's go. So let me get on the track. I'm like Street Fighter cabinets, yo, I got fierce attacks. And I'm lazy, so I'm hitting the sack. Often feel like I'm Benjo with Kazooie right on my back. So let me know what you're trying to prove. I'm like a fire, it's true, there is no touching this dude. In fact, I never stop time, I speed it up. Watching you disintegrate while I still stay young. Ha, it's like my superpower, my shiny gift from Zeus. I understand how you're feeling, let me get your noose. And there's nothing I can do to make you start feeling good about you. I've been known to have that can master's confidence. Flaming shuriken right against your head to make you dance. Hard not to be impressed with the beef. Some people call me asshole, assholes call me Keith. Yeah, I only throw nat 20s when I need to. You run characters transparent enough to read through. But I have got my schooling, so baby eat it up. Brag about myself a little bit, but come on, give me love. I'm such a sight to see. I got this PhD in leadology. At the worst of times, I got the best of rhymes. And I'ma give it to you motherfuckers one more time, yo. I'm such a sight to see. I got this PhD in leadology. I'm an original, I got it in control. And I'm getting nerd girls up on that stripper pole. Yeah. To be honest, never been real good at getting girls undressed. But now the lady is all impressed. And that the beefy's got some press. And I sing better than you would believe. And I bring all the fire that you need, baby. Might be obscene, baby. Little retarded, maybe. You're throwing children overboard while they are screaming, mayday. And I don't need the drama, I'm jumping off, dude. You could call me Kratos, you should probably do the same too. And I don't need to believe in the things that you want me to. What would King Masters do? I think he'd hurricane kick you right into oblivion. I really with the llamas ass, baby, like I'm Bolivian. And people don't like me, and they don't like she. She goes by the name of MC. Riderlicious, sensey rider, I just call her Boots. She'll be here in a minute, homie, giving you the truth. Ha-ha. I'm such a sight to see. I got this PhD in leadology. Have the worst of times, I got the best of rhymes. And I'ma give it to your motherfuckers one more time, yo. I'm such a sight to see. I got this PhD in leadology. I'm an original, I got it in control. And I'm getting nerd girls up on that stripper pole. Yes! I'm slicing through the speed like a knife through your groin. Like needles in my chest is straight to boing boing. I wish that we could all go back to the bay. But watch me bring the ghetto geeky anyway. What you know about the uber geeky lifey? And your girlfriend, she don't like me. Well, serum, it was done, it's dead. And I did it, fuck you, what of it? Like Sanjaya, I'm adorable. And like EPP, they're horrible. And when we are drunk, me and the beat fall into holes. Now he's asking me to come stripper pole. No, it's Doc Pop, sliding down that bitch. Got vid, that'll make me rich. But since Beefy has a PhD in leology, cause he's backstage counting all her GP. Beefy, I'm such a sight to see. He's got his PhD in leadology. At the worst of times, I got the best of rhymes. Gonna give it to you, motherfuckers, one more time. Beefy, such a sight to see. He's got his PhD in leology. He's an original, he's got it in control. He's getting nerd girls up on the stripper pole.
I work, sir. I work still. And don't tell me, and quit calling me a hobo.